The Burt Show.
All right, Katie, so you were thinking you might have messed up the anniversary with the girlfriend, and this was a big one.
It was, and I learned a valuable lesson about trusting your instincts when it comes to anything. So I told you all not too long ago that I tried to pick out what I thought was going to be the perfect gift for my girlfriend for our 1 year anniversary. I had this like notes app of everything that she's mentioned, what she's liked. And I was like, all right, this gift is going to be the great gift because she told me this bag that she wanted. And then I went and I ordered it, ready to have it sent to her house. And then we're on FaceTime and she mentions the bag again. And I found out it's not the exact bag. It was completely different than what I had saved in my notes. But by that time, it was too late. I had already made the purchase. It was being shipped to her directly. So there was no way for me to intercept it. So after I was trying to figure out how I was going to get out of this, and you all were very, very encouraging that, you know, she'll still like it.
Yeah.
It's a little different, but it's the thought that counts, right?
And the fact that you have like an actual page of notes of things about her, I think gave you like big points.
Yes, I learned this about women a long time ago. Effort means a lot. You can mess the whole thing up, but so long as you've shown effort, my theory is that you're halfway home.
That's early in the relationship, yes.
Okay.
Once you're 20 years in, that effort don't count no more. You better get it right.
All right. Yeah.
After 20 years, you should have figured out how this S works.
So after that, I felt a little bit better about the gift and I wasn't as worried about it. I was like, you know what? She's going to like it. I even ran it by my friends. They're like, it's cute. It's okay. It's a little different than what she originally mentioned. She's going to like it. Just go with it, Katie. Stick with it. Stick with it. Right. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna stick with it.
It's what you chose for her. It's what you thought of.
24 hours after that, I said, no, don't stick with it. Try to correct this.
That's what your gut was saying.
This is me overthinking. Mm-hmm. So now I go into this. I start spiraling. I'm like, no. It's not the right one. No. I have to come up with an alternative plan. I did not listen to everyone. So what I did is I gave her a heads up. I was like, hey, there's going to be a gift that's arriving to your door. Do not open it. Do not touch it. Just put it to the side. Just forget that. And I ordered a different bag. Right?
The correct bag?
A bag I thought was going to be better.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh,
so,
no.
So I made a separate purchase, told her to put that one to the side. I was like, this one's it. Yeah. So the day arrives where she and I are together and it's time for us to exchange our anniversary gifts. And I have her open the other one. And I was planning to return the first bag. And I was like, this is the one. Just go ahead. So she unravels it. She opens the box. And when she sees the bag is still wrapped up in like its own bag, right? So she doesn't know what the bag looks like yet.
Ooh, you went fancy because it's got a duster.
Yeah. That's what it's called. I forgot. She told me the name.
Yep.
So she starts to get excited because she sees it and she's like, is this my fall bag? Because she loves collecting bags. So she's like, this is going to be the fall bag. I'm like, yeah. She's like, it's the one I mentioned. I was like,
oh, no. So
she unravels it.
Oh, no.
She opens it. And her daughter's there too. So her daughter's witness to this. And her daughter's looking super excited. She pulls it out and she's cheesing and then she turns it around. She says, huh. And the smile drops.
No.
The huh. She's like, well, And she's finding it. She is finding it. And then her daughter looks at me and says, look, I've given her plenty of gifts she doesn't like. It's okay. So she tries to make it better. She's like, you know what? Let me go see it in a full body mirror, what it will look like next to me.
She's trying everything.
She's trying everything.
Yeah.
And then I just know she doesn't like it. I'm like,
aww.
She comes back. She's like, it'll probably grow on me.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, not the grow on me.
Uh-huh.
You went from super excited to grow on me. And then I was like, do you just want to go in the store and we exchange it? She said, yeah.
That was it, huh?
Well, did you even bother? Did you even think about opening the first one to see if she liked that one?
No, because I had already returned it right before.
Oh.
And so then she proceeds to show me pictures of other bags.
Yeah.
And that one that I returned was the one she loved.
I knew it.
It was the one she loved.
You overthought it, man.
Yep, I overthought it. Trust your gut.
Listen, there's no way you can come back from this. I just think you have to ditch her now.
Yeah, it's over.
Single girls!
No.
The Burt Show.